Well, it's Anti-Poverty Week this week, and can you imagine going home tonight and actually not having enough food for your hungry family? It is something that a lot of people do face, and Bridget Bentley and the crew at Bendigo Food Share continue to do their best to alleviate that situation. Bridget joins us this morning on the show. Bridget, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, the phone's a wee bit dodgy there, so hopefully... I know you're on the road, but we'll see how we go.
So, Bridget...
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. She stood on the roof of the car. That's fantastic.
I have.
Yeah, that's good. Now, Bridget, this is something, though it's Anti-Poverty Week this week, it's presumably something you have to handle every day of the year.
Oh, yeah, spot on. And it's a problem that has just been escalating. Well, we've seen ups and downs through the pandemic, depending on what sort of support government has been able to provide or whether we're in lockdown or we're open. So we've really seen a fluctuation in the need for food relief across that time. But as we start to open, people are having to self-isolate and government measures are starting to wind back. The pressure's on for a lot of people.
Now, you're talking about you've had a big move recently, or we've heard about it. Are you going to be able to expand your services with this move?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. It's still a work in progress. So at the moment, in order to get more food in and get it out to those that need it and to meet the demand, we're having to store food in off-site warehouses. And then with this new move, which will actually be a new build in a site on in Golden Square, we'll be able to double our capacity to get food in and to get it out to those that need it.
Is one of the growing issues, is it purely or specifically, do you think, pandemic, or is it broader than that?
Oh, I think the pandemic has a lot to do with it, yep. There was certainly an issue beforehand, and those issues have only been exacerbated in many cases because of the pandemic. And we're seeing a lot of people coming forward asking for help that have never found themselves in this situation before. Over the time, our agencies are reporting a 30 to 40% increase in the need for food relief. And prior to the pandemic, our services were supporting over 12,000 people across Central Victoria every week with food support.
Are people sort of, I know to a lot of people it might not be the ideal world to come forward, but people generally accepting of food, they're not sort of feeling embarrassed to come forward?
Oh, I think there's a lot of embarrassment. I think it's really, really hard at any time to ask for help. I think we're probably all guilty of that. It's really hard to say, hey, I need help. And for something so fundamental and basic that we have an expectation that we should be able to put food on the table for our families every day, it's a really difficult thing to say, hey, I just don't have enough. We have an online pantry. It's called the Bendigo Community Food Pantry, where we've set that up specifically to help those people that haven't had to reach out for help before through those traditional means. So I encourage people, if they need help with food, that service is available alongside all of the existing services that are out there. And there's no shame in saying, hey, I need some help with food today or for the next week or whatever that time might be.
Yeah. Best way for people to get in touch if they need to, Bridget?
So for Bendigo Food Share, we don't give food out to individuals. We give food out to organisations that support their communities with food relief. If people want to help support us with donations or with volunteering, they can jump onto our website, bendigofoodshare.org.au. They'll also, for those that need support with food, I encourage, there's a link on our website that people can click through to find out their local support for food relief.
Terrific. Hey, Bridget, always good to chat. Keep up the good work. Thanks very much for taking the time to take our call.
Thank you so much for supporting us, Robbo and Steve. Really appreciate it.
Bridget Bentley from Bendigo Food Share on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold, Central Victoria.